Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's still a lot of concern about the Pennsylvania state budget, and a lot of it seems to circulate around federal legislation that will hopefully provide some money to fill in the gap that was built into this year's budget. What's going on here? What's going on in Washington, most of all? And what's your view of how this may affect state government?
Well, part of the budget agreement that was passed back in the beginning of July centered around the anticipation of federal funds for medical assistance that the state was anticipating getting. And Governor Rendell insisted that we look forward to $850 million in what's called FMAP funds. We argued that we shouldn't plan on those funds because we didn't know if they were coming or not. And just this week, we're being told that it looks as if we're going to get just under $600 million. I believe the number is actually $595 million in FMAP funds. So obviously, that represents a $250 million decrease over what the governor was planning. And obviously now we have to go back into the budget and make spending cuts because of that decline in revenue. Now, Governor Rendell is still out there saying that we should raise revenue through taxation instead of making cuts, but I think that's the wrong way to go. We need to go back in and make the necessary cuts. People can't afford higher taxes, and certainly that's something you're going to hear about in the next couple of weeks.
And, of course, transportation funding is also an issue. I understand you were in Harrisburg this week for a discussion about transportation needs, especially as it relates to the northwestern part of the state.
Earlier this year, Governor Rendell called for a special session on transportation because of our transportation issues. And I did go to Harrisburg this week and attend a meeting with Secretary Beeler, Secretary of PennDOT, to talk about the issues, and particularly about the issues in District 2, which all three of our counties are situated in District 2. And we certainly do have a lot of transportation needs. But the administration is immediately looking for increased revenue through a gas tax increase or through fee increases. And I think the first thing we need to look at is, are we spending the transportation dollars we have now in a wise manner? Nobody seems to want to answer that question. They just want to look at how we can get more revenue. Governor Rendell's doing a bus tour around the state right now, and it's being called by some as a tax me more tour, where he's out advocating for more tax revenue. But first and foremost, we've got to make sure we're spending the dollars wisely. And there were a lot of good questions that came up at that transportation meeting this week, and a lot of questions that need to be answered. For example, we're actually putting more money into mass transit than most any other states in the country. And Governor Rendell is known for flexing federal highway funds and giving those funds to the mass transit agencies. And I believe those are funds that should be going into highways and bridges. So we had a good meeting with a lot of questions, but a lot more work needs to be done. And I'm not convinced that we need a 3.5-cent gas tax increase.
There's also been some talk about the federal health care mandates that were passed earlier this year. And I understand that the voters in Missouri got to weigh in on this, and the results of that referendum are pretty interesting. What's going on?
Well, the federal health care issue continues to boil, and it's an important issue. And as you stated, in Missouri this week, 70% of voters voted in favor of legislation that would exempt or protect them from the federal health care legislation. And I've co-sponsored legislation in Pennsylvania that would protect our residents also. Health care insurance and health care coverage is something that's important for everyone, but for the federal government to come out and try to force people to buy it is the wrong approach. And I believe that if there was a referendum in Pennsylvania, you would see similar numbers.
And, of course, you have a big event coming up for area seniors. What's going on there? What are some of the details?
Well, looking forward to hosting another Senior Citizen Expo. The expo is coming up next week on Friday, August 13th, at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. It'll be from 9 a.m. in the morning until 2 p.m. It's been very successful the last 8 years. It's really an opportunity to walk around and talk face-to-face with representatives from many different agencies, from healthcare organizations such as the Hammett Heart Institute to the Bradford Regional Medical Center. Charles Cole Memorial Hospital will be represented there also, and numerous healthcare providers. And there'll be numerous screenings going on. Also this year, the Hammett Medical Center is going to have their healthy living coordinator, Marianne Kale, there providing information. So it really is a good opportunity to talk to healthcare providers and also representatives from many different agencies, whether they're financial or other government agencies. So I would encourage everyone to come out to the Senior Expo. For any additional information, call my office in Bradford at 362-4400.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.